You're listening to Hold My Beer, and we would like to ask you to go to Apple Podcasts and please rate and review. Give us 5 stars. We don't actually care what you say in the comments. You can put funky butt lover. You can put hashtag Beer King, whatever you want. And if me not simply asking is enough to get you to do it, here's a ringing endorsement from Chris Mullins himself.
It's better than not having sex at all. It's literally better than that.
All right, well, I hope that worked, and please enjoy responsibly. Listening to Hold My Beer, and I don't want anybody to get too excited, but we're out of the closet. That happens. This is what, the fourth time we've recorded outside of my closet?
Fourth?
DuckTale?
Two?
The hotel?
DuckTale doesn't count.
And
yeah, this would be four because of the camper.
The camper. Boom, fourth time. And I'm sure those other ones were solid gold. This week we're coming from you, not live, but from Casa de Starch. Yamfis' house.
Yes.
This one, good news, not burnt down.
No, not the burnt down house. Thank
you. That would just be kind of fucking weird. We should do that sometime. We should do that for our Halloween episode.
We can.
You have to get the power turned back on.
No, that's not happening. There's no wiring.
I ripped every wire out.
If you didn't, a crackhead would have.
And did.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, are you a crackhead? Are you coming out?
No. Remember last week when we took our break during the episode?
That was a weird fucking break. We should talk about that after we actually introduce ourselves. Yes. I'm your gracious host, Danny Mullins.
Chris Mullins.
And yeah. I know you can't be bothered.
I can't be bothered.
And here he is.
Oh, yeah.
There we go. So, we went to go take a smoke break during last episode.
You better cut that to save the turtles. That's irresponsible.
Cut what to save the turtles?
A six-pack ring.
Oh, come on. Yeah. It's a four-pack ring, and I've already ripped one.
Yeah, you gotta save the turtles.
Yeah, save the turtles. Okay. We took a smoke-slash-please-stop-sweating break last week. And I'm glad to report it's not nearly as hot in this room, so you won't hear bitching about that. And Toon was with us, and he didn't know exactly where your house was. So, we drove by it. And the plywood that was over the front door was gone.
Was kicked open, and then the side door was also open.
Yeah, which is weird.
So we had to stop to investigate.
Could they not use the same hole as an exit that they used as an entrance?
No, that way they had one person coming in, another person carrying shit out. They weren't, like, crossing paths.
Right, which so. I didn't know you still had anything there, but you said they took some shelves.
They took a dresser,
yep.
A vanity that belonged to my great-grandmother,
oh, and shit.
Some random shit. Like some swords and shit I had there. They tried to take some bookshelves and just dumped all my books that I had left out. And they took a lid to a box.
Wait, what?
A homemade wooden, like...
Trunk.
Trunk.
They took the lid.
They took the lid because it had stickers on it, I think.
What stickers of what?
Just random ass, like, skater stickers and shit like that.
They're like, that's a nice fucking lid.
Yeah. Fuck, oh, man, this box, I need that. Though. Yeah.
Wow. That's really fucking stupid.
Because the lid was nowhere around. And it's a large, at least, what, 3x3?
Oh, yeah.
Easy. Yeah. Piece of wood.
I didn't think to ask while we were there. They didn't steal your metal shitbox, did they?
No, that shitbox is gone. Oh, I would have been awesome. I hid that in shame in the dumpster. So the shitbox is gone.
That'd be awesome. Like, they're sitting there, like, they put all the kids' toys in your shitbox.
The funny thing is, though, did you see the metal crate upstairs?
Yeah.
That was the box. That's the metal shitbox.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But yeah, then I wrapped it up in the bag and put it in a cardboard box and threw it away.
You double-lined it?
Yeah.
There was some shame there, wasn't there, buddy?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I probably would have just pulled the bag out. I would have kept the milk crate.
I probably the milk crate's still up there. It's that metal crate that was
upstairs. I thought you had two of them, the way you were saying.
No. I put a bag inside of that crate and I set it on the metal crate.
That's thinking.
Shit in the bag. Took the bag, put it in a fucking cardboard box.
And then threw the box
away. Took the cardboard box out and hid it in the dumpster. Shame.
There were way more layers to that than I think either of us thought. That's fantastic. It does suck, though, because you had the Buster Sword from Final Fantasy VII, correct? And what we called the Dragon Slayer, which has been in your group of friends for fucking years.
Yeah.
Yep.
It almost took off one of my toes because there was a dagger hidden in the heel of the sword. The helm, nobody told me that. The helm, yeah. And helm. As soon as I picked it up, it
helm
fell.
Helm is a helmet. That's a helm.
It's don't
a
boats hilt. Have helms?
Hilt.
It's a hilt.
It's a hilt.
I feel like helms is a boat term, too.
A helm is a
because the front part the captain helmet. Is at the helm of the ship, right?
it can mean all kinds of things. I've heard it's French for beer review.
It could just mean head. I don't know.
So I don't know which one of you two. I'm going to say bastards. Pick this out, but go ahead and explain yourselves.
We did. We got the Haitian punch of
Sneaky Tiki
of drinks.
Yeah, which I love the name Sneaky Tiki.
I'll tell you what. It contains alcohol.
They let you know.
Make sure you know it's 9.9% alcohol.
Say, on a banner around the top,
and what
it
kind
says,
of alcohol?
Yeah, warning, 9.9% alcohol by volume, and then in smaller print right next to that, contains alcohol.
To make sure you know.
Oh, it smells like vodka.
I'm sick as hell, so I can't smell anything.
It's orange pineapple.
Yeah, orange pineapple. Scorpion-style cocktail.
I don't know what Danny, that means.
I shook it up a little bit like this. I got a whiff of
it. From a foot away from your face?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
So, it's got a smell. It's kind of strong.
It's the color of Tahitian treat.
There you go. That's what it was.
Yeah. And, man, we've already tried something with scorpion in the name, and it sucked.
Scorpion bowl.
I've never had Tahitian treat, but I hear Tahiti treat's good.
Well, what was that? Hold on. On a side note, that one that we had called Bastard, what was it?
Arrogant Bastard Ale?
Arrogant Bastard. See? Yeah. I told you it wasn't Dirty Bastard.
We've had Founders Bastard.
Old Dirty Bastard. It was a rapper.
No, right. But have we had Bastard, Dirty Bastard Scottish Ale?
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
Oh, we have? It's got like Old Scotsman on the front of it?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't remember trying it, so.
I think
we almost got it.
I'm pretty sure we've had that before, and I'm pretty sure it's going to be better than what's in our hands.
Well, there's only one way to find out, guys.
Yeah, what are we toasting to?
Burt Reynolds.
Oh,
Burt Reynolds.
Gone but not forgotten.
Mac Miller.
Danger Zone. I know it's not from that episode.
No,
but
it's not from a Burt Reynolds movie.
No, it's from Archer, and Burt Reynolds was an Archer.
Okay. Yes, he was.
All right.
That's, I don't know.
That's what I sent you a picture of.
Yeah, he showed me that. Cheers.
Cheers, guys.
Whoa! Oh, my God.
Here's Gator 3.
What? This is just hard alcohol. In a can.
It's what it tastes like.
Slightly carbonated.
Oh my God, that's so strong. I'll have to shave my nipples when I get home.
I don't get the reference.
It's going to put hair on your chest, son.
Yeah. Okay. That's good.
How do you not get that?
I don't know.
Drunk as a skunk, Danny.
It's been a long day playing Pictionary in a garage.
Which was fun.
Yeah, it was. And it's. I tell you what, I sweated less doing this than playing Hacky Sack like we did before last week's episode.
Yeah, see?
So... That's good. Do we even give thumbs? What is this? It's not beer. We thought it was beer until you read the small
print.
This
is what you get in a sippy cup if you grew up in Compton.
Wow.
It's true. It's true.
I don't think it's a malt liquor because it's carbonated.
It doesn't taste like a malt liquor.
No, it tastes like straight alcohol.
It tastes like strawberry Fanta and Seagram's
rubbing
mixed
alcohol
in a sippy cup.
Do you taste orange or pineapple?
No.
It tastes like
no,
red
it
drink.
No, it tastes rubbing alcohol in red drink. Yeah, exactly.
Red dye number 9 and some dark eyes.
101, bitch. Or 100 proof,
no,
whatever.
You're right. It's more like gin.
Yeah,
like
Seagram's
gin, yeah.
Yeah. Man, this is not enjoyable.
I mean, I guess you want to get fucked up on $6.
Yeah, $6
this
bucks
is the way
for
to do it.
4 pints, yeah, which would have to do you in, right? I would think.
I almost think so.
This is as strong as that malt liquor shit that we got drunk on at a campground and rode around on a golf
cart.
That's
the first thing it reminded me of.
Yeah, that blast. Colt 45 blast.
Yeah.
Also gone but not forgotten. It was what, strawberry pineapple?
I think so.
Yeah, that shit was delicious. This stuff sucks.
Kiwi, strawberry, something like that. It was one of them.
I'm going to go, shockingly, no thumbs.
I'll give it 1.
Why?
Because the more you drink it, the better it gets. It's going to get better.
Everything's going to get better the more you drink of it.
Yeah, once you get drunk, you won't give a fuck.
Do we rate thumbs on effectiveness of alcohol? Think so. I like the art on the can, and I love how it lets you know it contains alcohol.
Yeah, because it's got like the tiki face, but there's a fucking scorpion on it.
Yeah, it's like the bridge of the nose.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
like,
pretty cool.
Nobody would buy this thinking it's a fucking pop.
No.
They don't have to say contains alcohol.
Oh, it says it again right there under the face. 9.9% alcohol by volume.
Yeah, they let you know.
Scorpion style cocktail, orange and pineapple.
Bullshit on that part though. This is carbonated red Hawaiian punch with, yeah.
You know, normally they have a little saying.
Defective can. Defective can. It's trying to kill me.
The tab just fall off and fly into the drink?
Yeah.
What the fuck is happening?
This is made in Rochester, New York by Rockwall
Brewing.
Non-skilled
craftsmen, I'll tell you that. They're not union workers.
Well, when you're between a rock and a hard place, this is what you drink. Brought to you by Rockwall Brewing.
Oh, okay. Wow, did you give thumbs, James?
I didn't. I'm still debating.
Mm-hmm.
It's a oneer.
Yeah, I'm going to stay with 1.
Yeah?
It's a oneer.
I might drink this again if somebody else had it.
You got an extra one in the fridge, buddy?
It might be just because I have a cold and I can't taste the alcohol, really. But
there's a
to
very,
me, it's not bad.
Very strong alcohol taste to it. I mean, I've had vodkas that are smoother.
See, I'm not getting that.
Like, Crystal Head is smoother than this.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Yamp's over there doing, like, Mr. Ed face. Yeah. Like, somebody stuck peanut butter to the roof of his mouth, and you guys are sticking with one thumb apiece.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with it right now.
2 out of 6? All right. I mean, if your goal, if you're just like, I'm getting with my friends, and we're getting fucking plastered.
This is it.
This is it. Or you're filling up a flask for, like,
this
a wedding.
This is your chaser.
A chaser?
Yeah.
Yeah, it would make any alcohol taste less bad after you have this, I guess. I don't know.
Man. You stair step it, you know. Straight gin, and then this shit, and then like Coke or something.
There you go.
It's like Afro Man said. 2 zigzags and a sneaky tiki.
I like the name. You know what? I'll give it a half a thumb for creativity. And also, I'm still not sure what it is.
I wonder if that's why they had to put contains alcohol so many times on it. Because sneaky. Because sneaky's in the title.
You grab it by the boo-boo.
Well, it was called Roofy Tiki, but we didn't really like that name, so we changed it. But it doesn't say malt beverage. It doesn't say ale or porter or any sort of beer. There's no classification for it.
The other one was what? Pineapple coconut? I'm pretty sure it's going to taste like a pina colada.
I don't think
with
it would.
With nutmeg.
Yeah, with nutmeg of all things.
Why?
It's like the Christmas go fuck yourself.
So is that what we're doing next week? Actually, next week's supposed to be Devil Spit, I believe.
Yeah, we're going to
which I've dusted off the Wheel of Drunk. So we can get we'll put Tabasco in some of the cups.
Oh, it's a malt.
Oh, it is?
Oh, yep. This is malt?
Flavored beer, 9.9% alcohol by volume, malt beverage with natural flavors and contains FD and C red. So it is fucking red dye.
Red number 40. It's not even 9. We're going to up this shit to 40.
And don't let it fool you. It contains alcohol. But no, I think that way we can put various amounts of Tabasco in certain cups and various amounts of Fireball in the other ones. We play the Will is Drunk and
that's
all get...
going to hurt.
Yeah, we're gonna have the horrible shits the next day.
So now that we're done damn near gagging on this, I got a little story for you. I pulled it off of Reddit, so you can probably find this yourself if you want to with the article.
Oh, I've never
but this
been
is,
on Reddit.
Real, I don't go there either. I get it off of Ranker. Which makes lists, which pulls shit off of Reddit all the time.
Okay.
So it's a source through a source of a source from other people. Well, this is anonymously 17 people confess their insane secrets that no one knows about.
Okay. So
and a couple of these are
kind of
good.
Here.
Some of them are good, some of them are dark, some fucking suck. So, but this one is a little dark and kind of funny at the same time. I think you guys will appreciate the humor in it like I did.
Okay.
All right, here it goes. Says I was assaulted by my grandfather from the age of 8 to 11 or 12.
Assaulted, like, sexually or, like,
yes.
Just whoop his ass?
Yes. No. Sexually assaulted. I had to go there after school every day to
suck his dick.
To be babysat.
Okay. His dick.
So you don't babysit someone's dick.
Until after my parents were done at work. I told my mother after about 6 months or so. Her response was, don't tell your dad, it would hurt him. He was my paternal grandfather. I gave up trying to tell anyone else for about a year, and then I told my cousin, who is 4 years older than I am. Her response was anger and asked me how I could dare speak out against our grandfather that way. Fast forward to when I was 16. He had a stroke and was in the hospital with pneumonia. The whole family, aunts, uncles, etc., went to see him for some reason that I don't recall. And we were all visiting and hanging out. My uncle was in the hall with my little cousin, and at one point called everyone to come see. She was starting to take her first steps. So everyone gathered in the doorway facing out of the hall. And I was left sitting there with my grandfather's bed in a chair. He started coughing. I leaned over and took
his sucked his dick.
Would you stop?
And took his oxygen mask off. It was so surreal. He was gasping and my heart was pounding. I was waiting for someone to turn around and see or hear him, but they were all intent on watching my little cousin, and they were all there being so loud. I took a couple of minutes, but it felt like hours. I put the mask back on him when I knew he had passed away. Wait a few minutes and then yelled for my dad to come because Grandpa looked weird, and I remember my face was burning hot thinking they have to know. Someone is going to know. No one else ended up knowing.
Good for him.
He killed his grandfather.
Murdered his grandfather.
Yes.
Good for him.
Yeah, I mean, you can't say he didn't earn it.
Yeah.
Unless the kid was lying.
Nah.
No?
Nah.
Okay.
Nah, good for him.
Okay.
Yeah.
So any of those deep secrets and stuff on Reddit you found, was any of them from a restaurant owner in Florida?
I don't think so.
Did any of them contain alcohol?
I don't know. We'll get there.
Okay.
So I have some Sneaky Tiki and I murdered my grandpa.
Oh, end of story. Yeah. Oh, sidebar. Sneaky Tiki contains alcohol.
Yeah.
9.9% of it is alcohol. Oh, my God.
I'm almost a third of the way through my can.
Pure, straight, rubbing alcohol.
This is mouthwash, isn't it? You tricked me into drinking mouthwash.
I can't reseal a can. I haven't learned how to do that yet.
But once I do, look out, world.
I am definitely making headlines.
I'm going to murder my grandfather.
And you guys remember the Chicago Pill murders, right?
Yeah, the time. Yeah,
all right, then.
Okay.
There we go.
Are you fessing up to this?
Because no, I'm pretty Budweiser. Sure it's I'm going to do it with Budweiser.
Oh, no, not them. They're good people. No, only Saints drink Budweiser.
He'll go for Bud Heavy. You're fine.
Yeah, but still, it's an affiliate.
The Head Bud.
Affiliate.
Not Bud Light. Not
the Head Bud.
Butterita.
Butterita.
I feel like maybe you should go for the Butterita.
Not Bud Lime. Bud Orange.
Okay. No, okay.
Not doing those. Not even Copper Bud.
Copper
just straight
Bud. That shit was good, man.
It was pretty good.
It
yeah.
was. It was.
Yeah.
And then Chris, listen to this shit. So, you know, we had it last weekend. Chris had some left over, and we go swimming. I'm like, man, I'll bring a couple of my Rolling Rocks. You grab a couple of your buds. We'll meet out at the fucking pool and hang out. It's fucking hot as shit. It's like 90 fucking degrees. Felt like 110. He's like, yeah, sounds great. Shows up. No, I didn't bring my beer. I'm just going to drink your beer.
Wow.
I did not say it like that. I was like, shit, I forgot.
Mm-hmm. Also, can I have a beer? How many beers
ask,
did you drink?
They were offered. Only two.
Okay. That's still more than you brought, man.
Well, see, I brought two for... Yeah, I brought two for everybody, and he was supposed to bring two for everybody, so we would have had a good time.
To be fair, I only had four left.
That's two for you and two for Yams.
Yeah.
Math, motherfucker.
I mean,
come on.
More people there than that, but
yeah,
whatever.
We don't care what they're drinking.
See?
They're still in my fridge. I haven't drank them. It's not like I was being stingy. I mean,
it's not like you brought them tonight either, though, so don't worry.
No, we kind of wish you did, though.
It's better than what we're having now.
So the... contains alcohol.
Fucking Sneaky Tiki bastards.
This snuck up on me.
Oh, man.
So, restaurant owner in Florida.
Yeah.
Got a scathing review from someone online.
A scathing or scathing?
The bad one. The mean one.
Scathing. Scathing isn't a word.
Okay, that one.
Sneaky Tiki.
You got one of those reviews. What would you do in response?
I've actually got a couple bad reviews online because I used to run a restaurant.
Uh-huh.
You mark it up as a bad day and you fucking move on.
Wrong answer. It's drive-by.
Whoa.
All right. Normally they don't leave a full name and address, so I really don't know how to do that, but I guess.
Apparently she was known for leaving bad reviews.
See that if like,
she had like a her grandmother or mother was like severely disabled and like would go into restaurants multiple times and fall. So I don't know. There's lawsuits and drama. She brought their grandmother in. They're like, no, you can order here. We'll take your order. You're stepping outside to wait on your food.
Oh,
that caused the bad review. She flipped out, caused the scene. So the owner,
then you just move on.
Shot
up
her house.
When it comes to that, you just kind of expect it and you move the fuck on.
Yeah, I know.
Come on, Granny, grab your gat. I ain't doing this alone. Ride together, die together.
Yep.
Grandma.
So you wouldn't have handled it that way, is what you're saying?
No, maybe a different approach to
any
it.
Any victims? Like it? Did...
No, it didn't hit nobody. Okay. But the owner of the restaurant shot up that bitch's house.
Huh.
I wonder if she learned a fucking lesson.
You just really fucked up? That restaurant was Burger
There's
King.
There's his picture.
Yeah, he looked like he'd do that. It also looks like he served shitty hamburgers. So.
I said Burger King. Like, what if this is all over like Burger King, McDonald's, Dairy Queen, like a fast food restaurant?
Yeah.
That'd be awesome, man.
Sometimes I watch people being murdered or abused physically when I jerk off. Sometimes it's the only thing I can get off to.
You might want to maybe get some help.
Yeah.
Are you going to read a thing from Reddit now?
Technically was one, but we'll go with another.
Yeah, whatever.
Here we go.
Hey, you got to remember that thing about this Tiki? He's quite sneaky.
This one's titled
The Schumacher?
Sneaky Tiki.
This is a bad idea.
Half can live.
I'm not even halfway yet.
Oh,
my
smoke
off. Oh, God.
It says, the shoebox that must not be named. It's a shoebox, or at least once was.
I wanted Adidas, but I got Asics. Never the same.
What the fuck is Asics?
Like, really good running shoes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It says, it's a shoebox, or at least it once was, and whenever I masturbated, I came into it. I had it for 2 or 3 years now, so it has a fair amount. it smells atrocious, and I tried to burn it once. When I lit it on fire, it was too damp, so it just sizzled and didn't manage to actually light up. Turns out burning cum smells awful, so I had to spray it with a deodorant body spray just to get the old smell away. It also has some drenched paper stuck to it. That's pretty much it.
that's it, though.
How much jizz does it take
to get to the center?
To saturate an entire shoebox.
3 years worth.
Like, what the fuck?
To make it fire retardant. It came on something so much, it became fire retardant.
Yeah.
That is disgusting.
I'm going to assume this is masturbation, so it's a good segue.
All right.
Oh, no.
Medical professionals are well-versed in removing large objects from people's rectums. As the dozens of published case reports, and thousands more... You know what? I'm just going to not read this. I'm going to tell you the
short
story.
Well, they say that people who go in...
Because I have the medical jargon pulled up.
They say that people who go in with things stuck in their butt always tell them they fell on it.
Yep.
This dude did not fall on this. It was a 23-inch dildo.
Oh, how awesome would it be if this
completely submerged into his asshole.
Oh. It'd be the one time that actually somebody actually fell on it, and nobody's going to believe this motherfucker
It's the boy that cried dildo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The doctors had to, like...
I remember that story from my childhood.
The doctors had to invent a way of unlodging it from this guy's rectum.
What do you mean?
Because
if
they pull it
away?
Out too quick, it's going to pull his insides out.
There was nothing to grab.
I bet if he tried to take a shit, it would kind of poke out.
He waited 24 hours before seeking medical attention.
He tried.
Like it was a Viagra erection.
You get some barbecue tongs or something up in there and pull her out or something, I guess.
I would have done anything to go to the ER.
Trust me, I would have called you guys before I went to the fucking hospital.
And I would respect that decision.
Yeah, we wouldn't even judge you. We wouldn't even ask why.
Just, I need help.
Thanks for
not... Silence and help.
Yeah, I need silence and help. There's three moments in every man's life where they need two things at once. Silence and help.
Please don't spook me, because it goes deeper.
You walk around and hiccup and...
Oh, shit! I think we lost 6 inches.
Anyway, they had to develop this method where they, like, stuck a catheter in them. Mm-hmm. I don't think it was a dick catheter. Because that doesn't make sense. But they made a noose. You know how you make like tiny nooses like you're going to hang mice?
They got a dog catcher collar?
Yeah. And they grabbed it and yanked this bitch out.
You can't yank it out, man. Well, this can turn it inside out.
Well, he's kind of earned it at this point.
He's going to have a fucking pink gym sock fucking 8 inches long and shit hanging out.
No, really, if you think about it, the fucked up part is he's got to be a pro because you don't start with 23 inches. Like he was like
hell of a
the
bet.
Kobe Bryant of ass play.
To be fair, you don't know how good or bad Kobe Bryant is at ass
play. You ever
play.
Seen Mr. Hand? I'm gonna beat the record.
That is almost exactly 2 feet of penis.
Here's my Black Mamba. That's what Kobe went by for.
Yeah,
a while.
I know,
it was
I get it.
Weird.
Yeah. Also, a great nickname for a penis.
A 23-inch penis.
Well, no, that's Andre the Giant.
That's almost 2 foot.
Yeah.
Okay. That motherfucker's going to stand up. It's going to look at you like a snake. It's a fitting fucking name.
And it was so far in the...
Get an erection would scare myself.
They couldn't see the bottom. It was completely submerged so deep you couldn't just reach it and pull it. It had to be... The tip had to be in his throat. Cartoon physics-wise,
like,
anyways.
I think it's pushing on a lung, guys. We got to get it out of there.
Oh, man. A punctured lung from dick? That would suck.
Dick lung. All right. So I got another one for you guys.
Ready.
This one's called Self-Punishment Fantasy.
Does it involve a 23-inch dildo?
Nope.
Because that sounds like one hell of a punishment.
I feel like the guy with the 26-inch dildo.
23.
Sorry. 23-inch dildo. If he would have jumped hard enough and landed on his own ass, it would have shot out of his mouth and he would have been fine.
And dead.
Yeah.
Fine and dead.
He's already made some poor life decisions.
Yeah. What really brought him to there? I mean, is death really that far off?
What decisions do you have to make in your life to end up with a 23-inch purple dick in your ass?
Oh, it's purple?
Yeah. I just assume.
Oh, really?
In my mind, all dildos are purple. I don't see color, man.
That's a weird hang-up that you have, I think.
I don't know.
Okay. I think so.
I feel like most time I've seen in person have been purple.
I always thought that when I think of one, it's always fleshy colored.
Yeah, that kind of, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't go that way.
Too realistic for him. Scares him a little bit.
I gotta imagine I'm sucking off a robot. It's the only way I can get one down.
Angry alien.
There you go.
All right, so this says, I've always been fat. Always had a gut. Anyways, late at night.
Late
at night, when everyone was asleep, I would pretend as though I was being kept hostage by men who hated fat girls. I would find belts and strings and would tighten them up as far as they could go around my fatness, creating rolls much like a roast.
Oh my God.
I would use items that would grab and close on my fat rolls and keep them there. I would imagine myself being treated as someone's swine. I don't know why I did this.
I don't either. That's really weird. And honestly, a lot of work. You think she would have lost some pounds doing all this.
Or made a really hot bath and threw in some Coke and some pineapple. And
put an apple in her mouth?
Yeah. Hmm. Could have been delish.
Could have been.
See, you guys went to ham. She mentioned roast. I was thinking potatoes and carrots.
It's true.
We're not all chefs, Ian. Yeah. All right, man.
Yeah.
You guys want
the only large quantities of meat we saw growing up was a canned ham.
Canned ham.
Sneaky tanky.
Remember Spam Ham? That shit was delicious.
No, it wasn't. No. It tasted like Spam.
And ham.
I got that stuff that from a church that had a symbol for a burning cross on it in a gift basket. And it was strange. And me and Josh didn't like it.
It's
no weird. Matter how stoned we were, we didn't enjoy it. Being at the church or the gift basket afterwards.
It's weird that you walked into a Klan meeting and you're like, oh, church.
It was a little strange.
No, it sounds
like
like
the Methodists or whatever used that. So it's like the cross on one side of it's got flames on it.
Yeah, that's true.
That's probably what it was.
Okay.
But it looked like a burning cross to me.
Oh, yeah.
Technically it is.
Mm-hmm. I did it. I finished my sneaky tiki like a big boy. I don't know if it's all the dildo and anus talk mixed with the flavor of this, but it makes me want to retch.
To all what? Right. Retch?
Yeah.
What's throw that mean?
Throw up. Vomit.
Yeah.
Profusely, loud, violently throw up. All right, here's one. This would probably never be seen by anyone, but fuck it. My father once owned a cat who loved to suck on earlobes. For
really
whatever reason,
weird.
About a half a decade ago, my father left me alone in the apartment with his cat, and I don't know why. I don't know exactly why, but I just grabbed the cat, went to the bathroom, laid on my back, put the cat on my chest, and let it suck my earlobes while I masturbated. I find myself fucking disgusting when I think about it, but I still think that is one of my best faps.
I was like, what if that ends up being like the best cum of your life?
Well, apparently for him, it was.
You don't cum again.
Ever?
No.
You're chasing that dragon.
No,
all of us is chasing that dragon for the best cum of our lives.
That's the sneaky tiki talking, man. I don't
the what?
The sneaky tiki talking, I think.
No.
Chasing the dragon of sperming all over things? Nah, I don't think that's
I feel like it's the truth.
I don't know, man. Sometimes you gotta shame jerk it into the toilet. That's fine.
Never.
Out of the toilet, man. That's disrespectful to my semen.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I mean, and the toilet is your throne. You know,
you know
what I'm saying?
Who I am?
You don't jizz on your throne.
If
you're a king, you have someone else jizz on your throne.
I don't think so.
No, that not either.
Yeah, no, all that seems wrong. I don't know.
I'm special. I'm important. My semen deserve to be treated better than that.
Okay.
So
that sounds like Ethan. That sounds like E-Day.
Ooh.
Well, he's talking hardcore shit, Yams. You gotta take that?
Well, he believes fucking NASCAR's a sport. He's like, might as well be wearing a fucking helmet. What can I say?
It's an honor to wear a helmet when you're a NASCAR fan.
I guess.
It's a fucking honor.
It's a fucking honor, man.
So, Danny.
Oh, no.
If you're gonna rob a bank, how would you prepare? What would be your strategy?
Okay, play a lot of Grand Theft Auto 5.
Yeah.
Right? Heist. Get the heist down.
Yeah.
And then make friends with a drunk man in a trailer park and a black guy.
Why?
Grand Theft Auto 5,
the cops
man.
Shoot the black guy and not you?
No, play Grand Theft Auto 5.
Which Never. One was Franklin?
I don't know.
Oh.
I only played it a little bit.
I know
and
one
then,
of them's name is Franklin.
Yeah, that's true. Buy some guns.
See, I would go with the Dark Knight.
Actually, get a bulletproof vest and a NASCAR helmet. Then you're pretty much invulnerable. They can't shoot you in the chest. They can't shoot you in the head.
No, and they can shoot you in the head.
Makes you feel well. Don't get an open face.
Wait,
on
wait,
it.
Have you guys heard the story of the bomb collar bank robbery?
Yes. Yeah. There's a documentary on.
That's a good one to do. That's a good one.
It's not bad.
Well, yeah, but no, they didn't get away.
Somebody else is gonna do it.
They didn't get the money, and the guy died.
They didn't catch the black guys that put it on. It was all I'm saying.
It was not the black guys.
It was an old white woman.
I know.
I'm just saying.
Oh, no, he did
he
say
he blamed it,
yeah,
on black guys, and that's what I'm saying. They got away.
I thought you were having a Chris moment. I'm sorry.
Whoa,
I was making
whoa,
a joke.
Whoa,
I should expect better
I was
from
making
you.
A joke. I'm
yeah.
sorry.
Okay.
So there was this guy who wanted to rob a bank. He found a guy who claimed to be a wizard.
A
Oh, shit.
The wizard offered him a deal. For just a measly $500.
And three dragon eggs.
He could make give him a spell to make him invisible.
He wouldn't cast the spell on him. He gave him the spell.
The spell was something he had to wear on his arms.
That's...
Like a trinket type deal?
So he was offering an enchanted item. Not a spell.
Wow, that's the nerdiest thing ever said on this items. Podcast.
Okay. Okay.
So the guy did it.
Mm-hmm.
Paid what I'm assuming is Jesus behind the dumpster at KFC.
Oh, yeah. He's moved on.
$500, to become...
For arm sleeves of invisibility.
Right.
Yeah.
He goes rob a bank.
Oh, he does it.
He walks in, thinking he's completely invisible. So just go to him, with a gun or whatever.
He's naked.
No, I don't think so.
That would have been whoever said
that would
be
the greatest part of the spell. Yeah. You have to make it naked for it to work,
right?
Otherwise, people will see floating clothes.
But
and like, that would be dumb.
Traditionally, robbing a bank, like going up, hands up,
give me all your
money, step back, you know,
so they don't press the button.
Right. He decides to just run in and start stealing shit out of people's pockets. Because, the world is his because he's invisible.
Even if I feel something in my pocket and I don't see it, I'm still going to... Hands on the pocket.
Right, yeah. Starts taking money from people just standing in line.
What are you looking at? Nothing, because I'm invisible.
Anyway, he got tackled by security and then promptly arrested.
He didn't get decked by someone. He was just taking money out of their hands.
I'm just saying, because I would hit somebody.
Yeah. Right? I feel like security shouldn't have been needed. An old lady with a walker probably could have kicked this guy's ass.
Yeah.
And he wasn't naked.
No.
That's a travesty.
My wizard fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Still think invisibility would be one of my top superpowers if I could get it.
Oh, no. Teleportation.
I have no use for that. I'm never in a hurry to get anywhere. never. That does me zero good, Danny.
Imagine how lazy your lazy Mondays could be. I want a beer from the fridge. Oh, I'm at the fridge. You'd fuck it up and be in the fridge, but whatever.
Yeah, that's where the beer is. In the fridge.
He suffocated in there.
That's the dumbest thing you've ever said.
He suffocated in there. He didn't open the door. Bless his dumb little transporting heart. Yams, superpower. Pick one. We're doing this now.
I would want to fly.
No, scary.
Scared of heights, man.
Scary.
I don't think I would have an issue if I knew I could control it then.
You know what? I could be with you. That's my thing.
Knowing you can control it and you have control over the ability, you can land yourself safely, take off safely.
But you still got all that practice it takes to build up that confidence.
And you can only fuck up once.
No, man. I can fly from my back porch to my front porch.
Yeah.
As long as I'm not touching the ground, I'm fucking flying, right?
Well, I mean, depends.
I don't have to go, first trial and error, I'm jumping off a fucking 100-story building.
At that point, you're levitating, and that's kind of a pussy power. No offense.
Depending on how fast I can levitate, I'm down with it.
All right, I can go really fast, but I have to be 1 centimeter off the ground. So, really dumb when I do it.
I feel like you'd be better off having, the Incredible Hulk where he just jumps really far.
I'd be down with that. Hulk powers? Fuck. Yeah. Also, is it weird that I think Magneto's powers would come in way more handy than people think?
Oh, that'd be great.
Could you imagine how confused you could make the Insane Clown Posse? Because you are a magnet.
Danny.
And how do they work?
I could completely disassemble a car and reassemble it without fucking touching it.
Chris, you would disassemble the car, reassemble half of it, and then go to bed.
and then sell it when I woke up.
Yeah.
Not know how it went back together.
I've never once not successfully put a car back together.
Except for the one in his garage right now.
No, that's successful.
It's not together.
I just need more parts.
Well,
it's a whole car.
Took it apart, ran out of parts, put it back together.
That's true.
I didn't run out of parts.
I ran out of money. There's a difference.
I don't mean to alarm you guys. After having a sneaky tiki and then taking a sip of Rolling Rock, the Rolling Rock tastes like peanut butter. And I don't know what's happening in my
Danny's
face right
broken.
Now.
He's having a seizure.
This is scary and kind of delicious.
I'll tell you what. Contains alcohol.
I don't know if the Rolling Rock does. That's weird. I don't know if if it fucks up your tongue.
Yeah.
Or if Rolling Rock just tastes so
taste
good.
Taste buds commit suicide. It's all fucked up.
I would try, but I just had a 6-day-old fish filet.
Oh, buddy. Did you ever?
I didn't even warm it
up. You did.
You did
walk. The butter was hard.
You walked into Yams' room. I got a fish filet from McDonald's.
Thursday.
You can get a Whopper from McDonald's? Yeah, from Thursday. That's the alarming part.
Yeah.
Well, my daughter went to McDonald's, ordered chicken nuggets and fries. They got a fish filet and fries. So
that'll happen. Does anybody else want to try this Rolling Rock? It tastes like peanut butter.
No.
Seriously, take a swig of your guys' second sneaky tiki.
That's his. I'm not drinking no more.
Yeah, have some.
I can't.
Yep.
So strong as shit, no matter what.
And across the board.
Yeah, you gotta pass the beer over the board. Otherwise, you're not living in the fast lane. You know what happens then? You're guaranteed to lose your mind.
It's not Rolling Rock.
It's totally different, right? It's sweeter.
I'm not gonna drink it. You'll get sick.
Oh yeah, don't drink my beer. But it's weird, isn't it?
A little bit. Yeah.
Tastes completely different.
Doesn't taste right.
I think it tastes good though. I like the taste. To me, it's peanut butter. I love peanut butter.
Yeah, but you like crunchy peanut butter, right?
Oh, I like any peanut butter.
There's nothing wrong with crunchy peanut butter.
Make it crunchy creamy, peanut make it crunchy.
Whoa! Crunchy penis is fucked up.
Crunchy Peter.
Crunchy peanut butter should not exist.
Neither should
it's not a
tiki.
Butter if it has nuts in it. I'm sorry.
I don't know if that's true.
Butters are supposed to be able to spread easily. You ever tried to make a peanut butter sandwich out of crunchy peanut butter? It rips the bread every fucking time.
How violently do you make a sandwich?
Pretty violently.
You don't murder your bologna?
I don't murder my bologna.
Here we go. Ready for this one?
Oh, well, that shit in my house.
Oh my god, your poor kids.
Got another one for you. This is called...
My poor kids? Or I'm not going to force you to grow up on bologna fucking sandwiches?
It was good.
Yeah, I'm such a bad father. For offering them real meats.
Not faux meats. Not canned meats.
Not a deli sliced sausage. Oh, that's what bologna is.
My face hurts.
This was called The Bleed Out.
Ooh. First, that's a band.
Says, my great uncle Jack used to live with my family. One day he got drunk and had a bad fall that ended up causing him to bleed out.
And he had to help him off the roof.
I ended up finding him.
Remember that?
It says, I was 14 at the time and had never seen such an awful sight and lost consciousness due to all the blood. When I eventually recovered, I called the ambulance and stayed with my uncle. He died in the back of the ambulance, holding my hand. No one knows about what happened to me, and if they did, they would realize that I'm the reason he's dead. He passed out and died, and he ended up bleeding to death.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Would have been a better twist is like he fell off the roof and landed on a 23-inch dildo. That's how it got so far up
so
there.
So, like, when you were in middle school, you never got asked the question if you would help your Uncle Jack off of the roof?
You're a fucking idiot.
You never heard that?
No.
That was, like, the oldest thing back when we were at Joe's.
Yeah.
I'd be like, yeah, if I had Uncle Jack and he was on the roof, I would help get him off and like, fag.
Oh, no. That's a thing? I've never heard that.
Yeah. Bad grammar made funny.
I guess. That's how we should start opening the podcast. Just, is your refrigerator running? Because you're listening to Hold My Beer.
You got Prince Albert a can? Well, you better let him out. Hey-o. Oh!
Now Prince Albert's just a dick piercing.
Would you help your Uncle Jack
off the roof?
Okay, yeah, I'd help Jack off the roof.
Yeah.
Well, if you're jerking off a roof, what does that mean?
You're not. You're jacking off your Uncle Jack, I guess. I don't know.
Where does the roof come into play? Or are you just supposed to say I'd help my Uncle Jack off?
Yeah.
And not say the roof?
Yeah.
Okay. I guess it makes sense. Now, man, your generation was dumb.
Yeah,
whatever. We had Pokemon, so we were cool.
That's how we knew who was gay, Danny.
Sure.
This one is called Faux Twins. My father never had anything other than boys, and my mother always wanted a girl. Try as they might, they just had tons of boys. When I was six, they adopted a girl of also six. Everyone was pleased, and she was quickly included into the family by everyone and we all took an immediate shine to her, especially me. We started playing doctor at 9. This progressed to fooling around by our early teens and into more shortly thereafter. We're both over 30 now. We do it whenever we see each other. We also like to pretend we are twins when we do it. We both had our shares of girlfriends, boyfriends, but we always kept it up even while in those relationships. She's actually married now.
Oh, that's good.
End of story.
I'm not gonna lie, I think I jerked off to that this morning.
Oh, man. It wouldn't hurt my feelings as much if I knew Toon wasn't jerking off to the same thing. Apparently, you guys tugged to the same stuff. You might as well just fucking do it together.
He lives in midgets. So I don't think I could ever stoop that low.
I think that was a joke.
Nah, I've never actually watched and masturbated to a midget porn.
Me neither.
I've done half of those.
But, on the other hand,
I didn't jerk off. I didn't jerk off without watching
next
it,
month, midget wrestling, I think we should go.
Where? And yes.
By the convention center by your dad's house.
Oh, man, the owner hates me.
So?
Put a mask on, fuck
all. Call him out.
I'll get all my
You walk
news.
Out of that ring, you cut a fucking promo.
Listen here, old white bastard. You suck.
Come on.
I contain alcohol.
Last time I was there and talked to him, we were, you know, I work for a company that delivers appliances, and we have multiple box trucks. We had stopped there to meet up with the other box truck, ass to ass, so we could, you
That's
know,
one
trade.
Way to put that, yeah.
Well, that way we could hand off, you know, we had a bunch of deliveries left. They were already done, so they were going to take one or two. Well, that's the easiest way to transfer is ass to ass on a truck.
Right.
He shows up. He's like, what you guys doing? We're like, hanging out in the parking lot.
Making baby trucks.
I was like, we're waiting on the other truck. We're going to transfer a couple of deliveries over to it so they can take it. We all get off a little bit earlier. He's like, oh, okay. Well, I didn't know. I just seen you sitting here. I'm like, all right, yeah, we're just kind of hanging out. It's the closest parking lot we found. He's like, oh, okay. Well, that's fine. And I own this place. Blah, blah, blah. Start fucking talking.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, oh, that's cool. Whatever. All right, man. I'll see you later. He leaves.
Mm-hmm.
And then, fucking not a minute later, he fucking shows back up with some fucking religious pamphlets, like, trying to get me to go to church. And I'm like, the fuck's going on here? Is this even a church?
No.
No, it's convention center, and you have a fucking gift shop inside. What the fuck's going on?
There's a gift shop inside of it?
There wasn't when I was there. It was there empty
is
when during I was there.
There is around Christmas. Homemade gift thingies like they have in the park. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about?
I worked with them before they were open.
Yeah.
And what a
strange
dick.
Motherfucker.
Very Never been there.
Yeah.
Can I take a pee break?
Yeah. It's right. Dude, you can walk off while we're talking. Go piss and come back.
We're doing a live piss break?
Go for it, bro. All right,
man. I
Chris,
just, let me,
you got the floor, bro.
I don't have anything to...
Oh, hey, if I flushed twice, it means it was funny.
Well, I can read another
hold
one.
Hold up. I don't have anything.
I can read another one real quick.
See, it's already... I stand up and it's falling apart without me.
Yeah.
My brother committed suicide in 1994. Shortly thereafter, I intercepted a lever... I intercepted a letter to my parents from his girlfriend. She was pregnant and wanted to know and asked if they wanted to be in the baby's life. I burned the letter and never told them. She never contacted them again, and I did so many drugs that I buried that secret deep in my subconscious.
Well, why not just tell them?
That's
like,
what I wondered.
What good does that fucking do?
Yeah. Oh, well, I got a nephew, but fuck that bastard.
Yeah, like,
I don't want to fuck with
it's
him.
It's not fucking hurting anything.
Exactly.
If anything, it might help mend the fucking parents'
yeah, at least
parents
a little bit.
The parents,
you know,
after,
oh, look,
the suicide.
We don't have our son anymore, but we have his offspring. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that
makes
fills
no fucking sense, yeah.
Nah, fuck that. Fuck my parents, man. They weren't cool enough. They fucking grounded me because I fucking snuck out one night. Fuck them motherfuckers. That's exactly what this dude is doing. He's throwing a tantrum when he's probably fucking 25.
Yeah, it's fucking dumb.
Yeah.
How was it?
The piss?
Yeah.
It was all right.
Cool.
Here's one. I got one more. Hold on.
I can honestly say I'm pretty sure Sneaky Tiki smells the same coming out as it does going in.
Awesome. Probably tastes the same, too.
Like
no, let's go
tequila
find out.
And gin mixed up.
Yeah, with a little,
sure
bit, little bit of piss either way.
With some red number 40.
I know, not a little, a lot. I open the door, I was like, I think they're filling holes, trying to fuck over their parents. And that's really dirty sounding when you just hear that part out of context, but I also don't want to know context. So
here you go, here's one. If you were going to say one of your friends was this, after I'm done reading it, which friend is it?
Robert.
I don't have a lot of confidence and can never ask girls out. I met my current wife by installing a keystroke logger on her computer and intercepting Facebook messages and chats with her friends until I confirmed she liked me.
Holy shit.
That way I knew exactly how to approach her. I orchestrated an entire early courtship to my advantage. If she knew, she would likely divorce me because I delved deep into her personal life and found out some crazy things about her past.
He's a creepy motherfucker.
Seriously.
Oh, yeah. No. He's straight. It's titled Stalker Leads to Marriage. Okay. He admits to
success story.
He admits to stalking this bitch.
Oh, you can do it
find
too.
Find out as much information as possible, using that to his advantage. He's a fucking sociopath.
He needs to write a
or
book
a psychopath.
Or
to.
Yeah. You said which friend would that remind you of? Which friend does that remind you of?
Well, I asked you guys first.
I don't know. I don't have anybody. No.
I don't know anybody that could do.
The person who was creepiest with women was Ethan, but he was like, hey, I will take you to another man's house, let you fuck him, and then buy you dinner. That's a completely different approach. There's no stalking to that. It's just cuckolding. You forgot about that. How did you forget about
that? That is cuckolding, and that is strange.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know if it considers cuckolding as just a pathetic
It's not cuckolding. That sounds adorable. It's cuckolding.
Whatever, cuckolding. I don't give
not
a fuck.
Not cuckolding. You know, anyways.
You've been cucked, bitch.
You have
Whatever.
Been cucked. You have
Either way,
been cucked.
Jason.
Ah. I
not,
can see that.
Not tall Jason.
Yeah, no.
And troll. No. Other Jason.
Thank you.
No, tall Jason would not be smart enough to figure this out.
Bingo.
They drill a hole in their wall.
Did he put cameras in his house?
Yeah. Well, that was Troll.
Oh, it was?
Troll's actually the crafty one of the two.
He seems to be the smart of the two, and it's weird.
It is
especially weird. Considering they're wanting to start a side business where they do handyman work and mow lawns.
I don't think they know what handyman means.
You know, especially considering their last two adventures paid off so fucking well for him.
I could just imagine a midget walking into the doorway. I'm the handyman. Show me your dick. And he's just got lotion in his hand.
Troll's like a homoerotic beaver.
What? With thumbs.
Yep. I mean, they gotta be, like, clever and, like, I feel like a beaver, if given the opportunity, could install fucking hidden cameras to spy on his bitch. If they could build a dam out of fucking sticks they find laying around, they can spy on girls without their knowledge. Never trust a beaver.
Sneaky fucking beaver.
I don't know what to say.
They probably develop sneaky tea.
Yeah. Yeah.
Little bastard.
And I've heard beaver juice.
And it contains alcohol.
Sneaky tea. The date rape drink.
Damn,
dude, I think it could be.
Developed
you
by beaver.
Fucking basic
produced
white bitch
and made by beavers. There we go.
They thought Cosby was bad. Wait till they get a hold of the beavers.
Hey, so.
All right, hold on. I got a small one for you then.
Okay.
Everyone thinks I have a good job and roommates, but I've been homeless and a prostitute for over a year.
Awesome.
Hey,
apparently.
How the fuck is she getting on the internet? She's apparently successful in some way.
She's homeless. She's not successful. She's a very bad prostitute.
Dude, she's just saving up.
Where?
Glove box?
Vagina? No, if you have a car, you're not homeless. You just have a very, very four-wheeled apartment.
All right, so here's the next, you know, addition to our conclave of dark humor.
Oh, boy.
This one's a little bit darker than normal. Not so funny.
None of them have been, like, happy stories
when
yet.
I was 13, I babysat an 8-year-old boy. His parents were very open, and he was very sensual, aware. I caught him watching porn a couple of times. From the start, he was very aggressive, always grabbing me and trying to kiss me. After a while, oddly impressed with his new sort of attention and very curious about kissing, we started making out. This became routine and went on for probably almost a year before I realized how horrific and wrong my actions were.
It took a whole year?
I continued to babysit him for a while, but soon his parents stopped calling me. I always wondered why. I'm terrified that one day I'll be exposed as a child molester.
Yeah.
What?
We started while you're in the bathroom.
Why?
How fucked up is that?
That's really messed up.
I told you,
up.
I was a little bit darker than the rest of them.
How old was the babysitter?
13.
13, so, oh my god.
5-year difference, yes.
Technically not a child molester, because they're also a child.
I think it still counts.
Yeah. Either way, it's bad. So. I'm not defending it, don't get me wrong, but man, that's fucked up.
Predator at the time, and it was a female, which is right. Kind of...
It's rarer.
Even more odd, yeah, yeah. Because it's a lot less common, yeah. Or even, maybe not even less common, just less reported on.
Not a lot of yucks in that story.
So, speaking of females and children...
Don't!
I have a story.
Oh, shit.
We've all... I think I'm pretty sure I've done this. We've all dropped our kids off to the first day of kindergarten, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've done it 4 times.
Yeah.
I did it once.
So, did you ever drop your kid off, and you're walking into the classroom on the first day, and you look out in the courtyard, and there's a stripper pole dancing in the courtyard?
I wish.
Because the principal of the private school in China... Thought that would be great for the kids to see on their first day of school.
It was on purpose?
Yeah.
So, when are we moving to China?
That seems like a good fucking deal,
not
right?
Not soon enough.
Because I'm saying, my kid wants me to hang out there. There's a stripper. We're going to hang out for the day.
Yeah.
I'll drop you off in the morning, hang out. I'll just be right outside. You look out the window and see me. When you're done, we'll fucking head out. Because I'll probably be out of ones by then.
I'm sorry, son, but I cannot give you lunch money. I need these ones.
Yeah.
So, if it's anything like school lunch, I give her a dollar, I get a nickel back.
There you go.
95 cents.
Yep.
God,
wow.
What if 95 cent lap dances were a thing at a strip club?
That sounds amazing.
I don't know the going rate of a lap dance.
10 to 20 bucks,
yeah,
depending.
Yeah, I was going to say 10 to 20.
That seems when I was fair. In Vegas, two of them cost, two girls, same time, 100 bucks.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the guy I was with that bought the dance for me, he thought he was, you know, we went back to a private room. So it's just me, two girls, and that was it. Danced around the outside, or a bouncer on the outside of the room.
Right.
All right. Got a lap dance. It was cool, enjoyable, whatever. But it was $100. I'm like, dude, you come back to my hometown. You come to Indiana, I'll take you to a place where I'll show you how to spend $100. And you're going to get a lot more than this shit, I promise.
It's not ethical, but you will legally own the stripper.
At least for half an hour, 45 minutes, and God knows what you can get done in that time.
God knows. It'd be like AKA Scavenger. He did what he called the booby trap. Do you remember this, Chris?
Yes, I remember
where
that part.
There was a strip club, I think, in Kokomo at the time, where you could pay to go upstairs.
Big Daddy's.
You could pay to go upstairs with a stripper, and what happens upstairs happens upstairs. So I guess it's prostitution. But he had already came in his pants. So he paid this girl. They went upstairs. She reached in his pants to grab his unit and got his hand.
Well, I mean, I guess he paid to pass it on. I mean, whatever he floats his boat. He's like, yeah, she had my fucking spunk in her hand. That's the shit right there, buddy.
He'd already ejaculated. Before he paid.
I've had quite a few dances in my day, and never once have I been brought to that point in my life. Never.
Climax, you mean?
Never. Yeah, I've never been brought to climax.
Not even close.
I mean, maybe a halfy, but not even a full. I mean, like, I get the whole thing, you know? I don't need the half, you know?
When I met you guys in Kokomo, yeah, and I was in the bathroom taking a piss, and the strippers came into the men's room and drug me out mid-piss.
Yeah, that happened. That was
and
great.
I had that three strippers suck. Giving my first lap dance. I did not come.
That's good.
Kokomo.
Yeah.
Well, you had piss pants, probably.
Maybe
a little. If a stripper made me pinch it off, that sounds like a shit thing.
I just figure she held it and let him finish, at least, you know?
Yeah, if you have to cut it off, that's fairly painful. So I don't think I'd be okay with that. But yeah. I don't understand, like, even in his mind, I don't understand why you would pay to go upstairs if you've already came in your pants.
I don't think he actually paid to go upstairs. I think the chick came over to where he was sitting, stuck his hand... her hand down his pants to see if he wanted to go upstairs and got a handful of
surprise.
A handful of surprise. Yeah.
I call it my hamburger helper.
Surprise right there. Yeah. Not one I'd want.
you don't want Spokane?
I'll pass that on to the next guy.
What do you think beef stroganoff is? Have you ever seen the way that shit looks?
Just nasty. I agree. I wouldn't eat that shit.
Well, I'll never eat it again.
Some semen and a little bit of pepper. Beef stroganoff right there.
It's a booby trap. All right, so what do you got to go with, Chris?
That's a bad handle trap right there. All right, so I got another one.
All right.
This is called benevolent blackmail. Because, you know, everyone loves to blackmail somebody else.
Oh, that kind of blackmail.
Yeah.
Not M-A-L-E.
Yeah, no.
Just the black guy that was like, wouldn't shut the fuck up. Yeah.
That doesn't mean doesn't shut up. That means evil.
No.
And what's benevolent?
It means that tiki's super fucking sneaky.
Yeah.
It contains alcohol.
It says, first, I want to say that I never really liked myself, but when it comes to my friends and family, I love them to death, especially friends. I would do anything for them.
Okay, sweet.
Which is kind of how I feel. My friends are closer to me than my family is, by far, other than my immediate family, as in my wife and children.
Yeah, well, your friends have robbed you less than your other family.
Exactly.
So, that's good.
But it says, my closest friend, Alex, had a good life, loving parents, nice house, everything he wanted, except for his father. Thinks he's a worthless sack of shit. He will get mad at him for almost nothing. I spent the night with him one night, and we ate pistachios, and we missed one of the shells that ended up on the floor, and I had to leave early because he got grounded.
For a...
pistachio shell.
Wow. Okay.
All right, so it's on to the blackmail part of the story. I was at his house for the weekend, and I had to use the bathroom. The only one that wasn't occupied was the master bathroom. So I walked in the bedroom, unaware that his dad was home and was sleeping with another woman. After about 10 minutes of him frantically putting on clothes, he talked to me about the incident, and he didn't want me to tell anyone. I told him I wouldn't tell, as long as he treats his son with love and respect. He agreed, and I thought it was the greatest thing I've ever done for a friend. I also got paid $500.
As an add-on.
Yes.
He's the hero of the story, kind of.
I mean, more or less, he got paid, and he did a solid for a friend.
Yeah, I mean, the poor wife kind of gets digged over. But she might not have believed the kid in the first place. So who knows? Gross. I don't know. But it's like the, oh, and I got $500. Yeah. Which, if you're a kid, that's like hitting the fucking jackpot.
Yeah.
I mean, if I got a $10 bill when I was a kid, when I was like 7 or 8, I'd be like, hell yeah.
Fucking rich.
Yeah.
I got money to go do whatever the fuck I want.
Candy's on me, guys.
I can fucking buy it.
Yeah.
Throwing 50 cents out.
You're lucky I don't buy your house and make you move out. I have a $10 bill.
Exactly.
Exactly, yeah. But $500, I probably couldn't fathom at that age, honestly. Because that's like all the toys.
I mean, for you guys, imagine walking into like your Uncle Ron's and he's sleeping with somebody else. You'd be fucked up, right?
I'd be more confused.
You think so?
Yeah, like how did you score another one? If we walked in on
this
our aunt.
This one tried to kill you in your sleep too?
if we walk in and our aunt was sleeping with someone else, that would make sense.
Gross.
Because she was a bit of a whore.
I think that was afterwards though, wasn't it?
Afterwards what?
After they split?
No, it was happening before.
Oh, it was?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
And then she left him. It's a fucked up situation, but either way.
I knew about the psychiatrist, which makes it fucked up.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot
was there,
there
something before then?
Yeah.
I didn't know about that.
Hotel sex. We'll talk about hotel
that.
Sex.
We'll talk about that afterwards.
Yeah, not really on air stuff.
Yeah, but, that's family matters.
And gross.
Not like the good kind, like, you know, with Urkel. Family Matters. But the bad Stefan, kind, you know.
Yeah. Family Matters is a pretty good channel on Pornhub.
No.
No, stop that.
No, do they really use that as a name?
So is My Family's Pie. Instead of Family Ties, it's Family Pies.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. Really, there's ones just called Family Matters?
Oh, I don't know, probably not.
Oh, but, okay. Yeah. So it's like Full House, but it's just a family that has orgies all the time. I don't know, man.
Full Mouth. Stop it.
Yeah.
You're pulling me in. Don't do it.
You're pulling me in. Don't do it.
All right, Chris, you got anything?
While you guys were doing that, I was doing some reading.
Yes.
I don't know exactly what happened.
All right.
But psychopathic recording artist, if you want to call him that, Ouija Mac.
Oh, he sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty sure the show was in Ohio yesterday.
I don't know if I've ever heard anything he's done.
He's basically like a SoundCloud rapper.
Dameth.
That's bad.
Dameth.
Oh, man. Dameth, you know how I feel Dameth. About that shit, too.
You would hate it.
Yeah.
Okay. He has face tattoos.
I mean, like I said, I was disappointed in Mac Miller's last album, so he died. I'm not saying that I had anything to do with that.
Did we kill
because
another,
of my
No, we didn't kill another
no,
one.
No,
it's
not
because of my
fault.
Opinion. I don't think it was because of my opinion, but it could have been. I'm not saying it is or isn't. There's no
I'm sure he was so heartbroken you didn't like his latest album that he picked up drugs and OD'd.
Possibly.
He didn't do that for you, James. Get over yourself.
He might have.
I don't know, man. We already killed
There's
Linkin
no
Park.
Proof, okay? There's no proof saying otherwise.
Yeah, at least Linkin Park was talented. Lace up, bitch.
It's only
up.
Chester Bennington.
Is that the album you like? Lace Up?
No.
Pretty sure that's the Mac Miller album everybody likes.
I don't think so.
Pretty sure that's the Mac Miller album.
Anyways, Queefy Mac.
Yeah.
But my favorite album was Best Day Ever, so.
Okay.
Queefy Mac.
Queefy Mac.
Queefy Mac.
Queefy Mac.
Queefy Mac.
I don't know what started it, but before he even took stage, or even before like the concert actually started once the doors opened, police came in like full riot gear and pepper sprayed the entire place.
Awesome.
Beat some ass, drug some people out. To the point, I guess it started happening. He kind of did.
Man, what the fuck did
from,
they do?
From what I read on the Facebook comments, he ran in. See what the fuck was going on, which is a cool thing to
He's
do.
He's going to save the day.
Was he headlining?
Save the day, protect his fans.
Stop the evil cops from pepper spraying his fans.
It was his show.
Okay, so they were strictly there to see Queefy Mac.
Queefy Mac.
Why?
This one dude actually drove like 19 hours from Canada to bring him a Canadian flag because where he's a fuck up, he can't get into Canada. Which, you know, so I can see him going above and beyond
Canadian
to make sure this happened. Yep. Well, apparently like only like a third of the people were allowed to stay or chose to stay after being pepper sprayed and all that.
So three people.
Yeah, I guess that apparently he was rinsing the shit out of his face when they told us like, hey, the venue's like, we'll still pay you, but you don't have to perform.
Okay.
But he chose to go on stage.
Mm-hmm.
Problem is, I'm pretty sure he chose to go on stage like this.
With his underwear?
Danny, those are Hatchet Girl panties.
Oh, it's on the Tech N9ne video now. He went out. He has a grenade.
That's Hatchet Girl panties. He's holding a grenade, and he's got like a Glock 9 tucked into the waistband.
Yep.
Of fucking Hatchet Girl panties.
Did he shave his eyebrows off?
I don't know if he
Can
ever
I
had them.
What the fuck does this idiot look like?
That's who.
What the fuck? The only bulge in his fucking underwear is the goddamn gun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. They're girls' panties, too, so you'd think anything would really show off.
Now, why? Why shoot that video?
It shows that he doesn't give a fuck. He's a gangster.
Never.
Not a gangster in my book.
Unless you are Heisenberg, do not tuck a Glock into your tiny whities. Okay?
I wish there were tiny whities.
This fucker doesn't even have the balls to break bad. Okay?
He has no balls at all.
He couldn't even be Jesse.
No.
He's probably the bitch-ass wife that wanted to die from the like third episode on the first season.
Oh, she's the fucking worst, wasn't she?
But, like, why? Why?
I honestly don't know. And it's weird, because you know he thinks he proved a point? Fuck knows what that
point
is,
that is, yeah.
Yeah.
Where'd he get the grenade?
Was it active?
I don't know. A small part of me hopes it was.
Why were the cops there in the first place? I don't know. Why were there people there to see him live in the first place?
That's the one thing, because he's been promoting that concert, and like, I had sponsored ads kept poking up from the venue, which the venue is called the Voodoo Club.
Well, that sounds cool.
But
cool,
if man. You're going to go see a psychopathic concert, the Voodoo Club sounds like a good-ass
yeah,
place.
Yeah, if that psychopathic artist is the Insane Clown Posse. Yeah. Or,
Big
from,
Hoodoo?
From 10 Big years poo-poo? Ago?
ABK.
Fuck off.
He's oh, I'm sorry. Left. Would you rather go see Ouija Mac?
Yes.
Don't you lie to me, Yams.
Yes.
Liar.
I'm going to stick by my answer.
You saw him.
I don't have an idea what the fuck he sings at all, but I'm going to say yes.
You're going to go watch a man in panties hold a grenade with a gun in those panties and be like, so, this is better.
Technically, it's not going to be the worst thing I've seen, and it's also not going to be the most illegal thing I've ever seen.
Oh, we don't want to talk about that.
All right, then. All right.
Yeah, that is fucking weird, man.
At least it's all legal.
Well, not if it was a live grenade, which would be hilarious, actually. Okay.
This is Ghost. It's his number one played song on iTunes.
Oh, Jesus Christ. At least ABK, I at least know a couple of his fucking songs. Jesus Christ.
It's modern bullshit.
He's one of those, hold up, rappers. Or wait to me, hold up.
What?
I rap, that's true. I rap right now. How
you're just writing
you?
A haiku.
I did, didn't I? Yeah. Hey. Holy shit, yeah, I can't stand him. But at least we know he's not packing much in the penis department.
No.
And for some reason, I think that'll help me sleep at night. I don't know why.
He's not going to steal your girl. First off, he's broke.
My wife is blind and could still sense that he was ugly. You know what I'm saying?
You could probably smell him.
You smell like tiny penis. What? Why do you smell like tiny penis?
You smell like tiny penis and gutter water.
And panties. But like, your own panties. Is that weird?
Like man panties.
Manties. And a live grenade, which kind of scares me. Yeah, I don't know.
Man. I wonder why he couldn't get into Canada.
Small dick.
And they're so polite.
Small dick.
It seems like you're not smuggling enough across our borders, eh?
The land of booze does not allow small dick.
We patted him down. It said male. We think he's a female.
Gas station.
We got no one to hold him. We got no one to fold him. Hey, Meph. I'm Danny Mullins.
Chris Mullins.
And I'm Yams.
What are we going to hold?
Beer.
Who's going to hold him?
We.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yay.
I never knew a tiki could be so fucking sneaky.
It fucking sneaky the whole time.
You know, I don't think I can allow that.
I'm giving it 2.
I've drank the second one. No. I have to at least give it a full, if not 1.5.
You'd already given it 1.
Yeah.
I give it 1?
Yeah.
It's up to 1.5 at least.
You want to give it 2, don't you?
It's got to be a 2, man. It's not bad.
You've had 2.
It's
you
not
have
as
to give
bad
it 2
as
thumbs.
You think it is.
Yes, it is.
Think about everybody. Each of us buy a 4-pack, all right?
No.
Each of us buy a 4-pack.
No.
$6? I guarantee we're going to fucking wind up outside doing something stupid.
Oh,
it's going to be a good night.
It's
going to be fun.
It's like an official
hold my
beer. We're
going to enjoy
drink.
It. It's not, a 2.
I mean, it's not a drink. It's a drink.
You got to.
Oh, it's definitely a drink.
It's definitely a drink.
It's a drink.
I'll give it 1. Are you happy?
Yeah.
I'm not giving it 2.
It's
you 5
can't out
make
of
me.
6.
It is, and that makes
that's,
me sad.
That's pretty high up there, man.
Oh, man. Although
Jim Jones would drink this.
Yeah.
Sneaky Tiki Scorpion style party cocktail.
It's both a beer and a malt beverage, and I'll tell you what, it contains alcohol.
What?
What?
9%? That's what?
Little Queefy makes me long for the days of Lil Jon, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, there's a lot of things I'd rather hear these days than what's out there.
We just got a new Eminem album out of nowhere, but people are still listening to Ouija Mac.
We got a new Eminem album, and he's apparently pissed off at, you know,
Machine Gun Kelly. Yeah. And everybody else that's ever rapped.
Quite a few.
Yeah,
he even mentioned not using tech because I don't think he wants to go under tech because he's probably one of the few that could bury that motherfucker alive.
Oh, no. That's not true.
You don't think so?
No.
I think tech
there's
a really
reason,
good job.
There's a reason Tech 9 doesn't do diss songs and he doesn't battle rap.
Can't do it.
It's too methodical.
he's more fast than just. He's like, oh, I take my
Tech
time.
Tech9 is insanely talented, but yeah, it's its own thing.
Yeah, but if you give him time, he could put together something that would fucking kill somebody.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Eminem didn't talk shit about him. He talked shit about him.
Exactly. He's like, you know, you
don't use him to get to me.
Yeah.
Is how he put it. But he was a Hobson and a few others. He actually called Logic. So, yeah.
He did?
Oh, yeah. He gave Hobson some props. Called him one of the few real MCs.
Which is weird. I never got into Hobson. I love me some Hobson,
yeah, dude.
Because you know, Josh likes Hobson.
Okay.
No, I was talking who Eminem dissed. I know one of them was Tyler, the Creator, apparently.
Big time.
Because he's a shit performer. Just
well,
shit.
Well, no more. It's because he came out as a homosexual and Eminem didn't agree with that.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that was a thing. Yeah. Oh. Well, that's not good. Don't diss someone just because they're gay.
That was one of those things.
That's not true because he's still friends with Elton John. It's not because he's gay. It's because he's a shit fucking rapper.
Could be.
Him being gay probably doesn't help. It just gives him fucking ammo.
Yeah.
But that's not why.
Well, I mean, because, I mean, you haven't heard the word faggot in a while.
No, he dropped
Nobody used that?
No, he dropped fag in Rap God.
Which is how old?
A couple of years.
4 years.
If that.
2012?
Okay, so that's 6 years instead 6 years. Of 4.
Still
close.
A while.
Are you sure it's 2012?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Okay. Still a while. Brings it back for Tyler, Creator. Like, comes out and just, yeah, it's still kind of a lot.
Yeah.
I feel like he said something like that before that song or before that.
I don't know.
I haven't listened to the album from beginning to end yet.
I know there's three of
pushing
us.
Pushing the line.
There's three of us. There's four empty cans of Sneaky Tiki. I feel it's like it's not the time to get philosophical or deep. I'm going to say beer podcast out probably.
Yeah. Deal.
Hold my.
Hang them low? What the fuck are we saying?
Hold my, hang them low.
Rawhide.
Whoop-shah. Or whoop-shah.